This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Şiddet kültürünün giderek yaygınlaştığı dünyanın...
The Pope's visit to a country that is 95% Muslim is timely and important, especially in an era when the world is becoming increasingly polarized and the culture of violence is spreading.
May we come to know one another better, strengthening the bonds of affection between us in our common wish to live together in harmony, peace, and mutual trust.
He said that Islam did not bring anything to the world, for the world. And he said Muhammad is a terrorist. Muhammad brought bloodshed. This is not acceptable. This is not understandable.
The security on Iraq today is a major constraint. If one were to work out an arrangement where one can get all the Iraqi political parties together somewhere outside Iraq, as we did in Afghanistan, the UN can play the role it normally plays.
This is a political process in Iraq. We want good relationships with our neighbors. But the main principle underlying all these is the respect of the Iraqi borders and the internal affairs of Iraq.
I know there's a lot of speculation that these reports in Washington mean there's going to be some kind of graceful exit out of Iraq. We're going to stay in Iraq to get the job done, so long as the government wants us there.